KB4JKB.
KB0, KBJ monitoring. I didn't get the call, but I heard somebody there.
KF4MSJ. Wasn't quite sure if I was in range of the repeater or not.
Yeah, there's white noise in there, but just keep talking. I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just on a handheld. I'm up in travel and wasn't quite sure which direction the repeater was and if the hill in front of me is blocking it or not. Name here is Tori, 10 to Oscar Romeo Yankee.
Hey, good evening, Tori. Good to hear you. I think you said traveler's rest. I think that's what you said. You cut out right about. I think you said travelers, and then it cut out. Anyhow, his name here is Steve. Coming to you through the Echo Link up in South Dakota there, over.
I didn't know they still had the Echo Link. I have to check that out. I just moved back to the States. Really haven't been able to get on the radio much. So, yeah, trying to get back into the swing of things. How's things up there in South Dakota?
Yeah, Dave, he keeps it up and running. Does a good job. Let's see. I guess winter time. Pretty uneventful. Not much really going on. It's been kind of gray. This past week or so. It seems to have been this gray skies. That seems to be the case often in January. Up here. Hasn't been too cold. You know, considering I think it was last year and the year before, you know, 15 below. I mean, they got up near freezing today, or thawing, however you want to put it. Wasn't much for sun. Did see a little bit of it today, but wasn't very long. Not much for snow. No wind. Not today, anyhow. Some snow. I guess it started snowing this afternoon, yeah. Enough to make people go about 50 on the interstate. 45, 50, you know, and the interstate speeds 70, 80 mile an hour or something. I shy left them in the dust. There's no curve, no traffic to speak of, but they're all just putzing down the road, nervous. That's kind of how it is. Just kind of gray, wintry weather there. Over.
I just moved back from Amsterdam, and I remember those months of just gray. It's like it just sucks all the time. Life all around you, and those were some tough months to get through. But it wasn't too bad. So, well, that's cool. Yeah, it's actually kind of chilly up here. I had the radio on. We're up at a campground for our staff retreat, and had the radio on as I was getting ready for bed, and was like, "Ooh, I hear somebody." So I thought I'd jump outside quick and say hello, and holy cow, it's gotten cold. It's definitely 9:15 below, that's for sure, though.
Yeah, that would be chilly for South Carolina. 2 below, I think, is the record cold for South Carolina. And that's up there right on top, probably top of Caesar's Head, you know. But, it's been really quite a nice winter this winter. Little bit of snow, nothing. I mean, I hardly had to shovel or snow blow anything, you know. I pulled a snow blower once all this winter, but I don't know. Had a couple blizzards, but they haven't really dropped a lot of snow. Just blowing like crazy, 60 mile an hour winds for a day and a half here last Friday, Thursday, Friday, with snow in the air, you know. But then 2 inches of snow, it doesn't, you know, just blowing into crevices, you don't see it, and stuff. But it really has been quite a nice winter, so, but still winter. Other than that, just keeping busy working and doing my thing. It's just work, work, work. A lot of that up here, it seems like they're over.
got a few friends that haven't been able to work this year, or last year. So it's always nice to actually have work to do. I just moved back and working with some youth here at one of the local churches, and they've totally enjoyed having stuff to do. Talking to my buddies in Amsterdam, though, in Europe there, they're just completely locked down, and they're like, man, we can't do anything. Work. I guess there's two sides to look at it. Be like, yay, there's work to do, and then there's, oh, man, there's more work to do. I guess I'm just thankful there is work. But, I mean, you're having fun. It's not really work now, is it? So, now, you used to live in this area, didn't you, or have you always just come through the Echo Link?
Yeah, it's good to be able to work. You want to get bored, or you want to kill your economy, don't have people work, you know. Then I'll do both. Yeah, I have lived there. It's been a while now. It's been on 13 years, I guess, since I moved. But, and I've been on, hit and miss quite a bit when I first moved, but through the Echo Link. Well, actually, Dave didn't set it up till I moved up here, and I said, I want to keep in touch with you guys. And so finally, after bugging him for 6 months or something, he finally set it up, and he's just kept it up since. But, I was down there, 2008 is when I moved out there.
Over. Chatting with you whenever you were living over this way. I moved out of the States in 2011. So, yeah, I guess you're probably pretty active beforehand. That's cool. I'm trying to think how long. It's KPJ or KBJ, right?
Yeah, your memory is still good. Yours rolls off your tongue there. And you said MFJ, I didn't get the prefix. Yours does seem somewhat familiar also.
KF4 Mike Sierra Juliet. Kilo Fox 4 Mike Sierra Juliet. Yeah, like I said, it's been a while. I tried to get on while I was abroad, but they made it so difficult with all the prefixes and all that stuff. And then, nobody wanted to speak English, and my Dutch wasn't good enough to try to do it, so I just kind of gave up on it. But trying to get back on it some more. Although it seems like everything's gone digital the past little bit here. So I might have to look into a digital radio these days. Although those aren't too cheap.
KF4 MSJ. Yeah. That's a familiar call. It's funny how it is, Remember the calls from way back versus newer ones. I guess I've said them more, even though I haven't said them in a while. It seems familiar, Yeah, I've tried the digital. You know what you ought to get, Tori, is the OpenSpot 3 is a nice little outfit. It's self-contained. You got a battery inside it. You can plug it in. Recharges, and you just literally put it in your pocket. And it hooks into, Wi-Fi. It's basically a router. Wi-Fi to RF router, And you get on the various digital stuff. The way I like that one, I've got the 2. Previous version does not have the batteries, so I plug it into a power bank, battery pack, whatever, and it's just USB, so you can find a little rechargeable battery pack. You charge up your phone and such, so that's what I use to power that. I can run it through my phone's Wi-Fi, and my phone or that one will do excuse me. Then we'll do like Fusion, and I have had a couple Fusion radios. I like them because they switch back and forth and do both easily. but it does not do D star. Now the 3 does D star, DMR fusion. It'll switch between the modes, so that's the nice thing about it. You don't need 3 different radios. You need like a fusion radio or a DMR radio, and you can get to the other modes easily. Back to you there.
Yeah, the whole DMR versus D-Star, I'm like, what in the world? So, but I've been working through this, and I'm just sitting, actually enjoy some hobbies. I'd love to get that ICOM HF rig. I'm trying to look at it. Moved back in with my parents, and their neighborhood's kind of tight on antenna restrictions, so that's been fun trying to figure out if I can get something there, but I'd love to get it on HF. I don't know. It's pretty costly, too. But one of these days. But yeah, thanks for the info. I will definitely check that out. See what's up. Because, yeah, I don't really have different radios.
Yeah, I've got myself a couple, 3. And they sell the, you know, they used to sell the Fusion. An analog radio, like a D70, it's real reasonable nowadays. Real cheap. You can buy the FT3. I'd get the FT2. I've heard the 3 does not have good audio. If you want an APRS version, you know. But they don't sell the FT2 new. You'd have to find that one used or some other supplier, like other than HRO. But a D70 is a nice handheld. Doesn't have APRS, GPS on it, but it's got good audio both ways. You hear well on it. Solid radio. And like I said, it does analog and the C4 FM. And then with that open spot 3, you can go to the other modes and mess around, you know. You don't need, like I said, all the other radios to play. It probably doesn't get you absolutely everywhere, but it's enough to have fun. And it's, I don't know, I didn't want to mess around. You know, you can go to the $100 route and do all kinds of software downloads and figuring it out if that's your game, but I wanted to talk, not figure out how to talk, you know. I just basically idiot-oofy. I want it easy. So, yeah, there's a little bit more maybe, but you know, a couple $100, but if you do $200 to not have to, you know, figure it out, or $100 and I'll be monkeying with the Raspberry Pis or whatever other things they got out there over.
The amount of time it would take to figure all that out, I'm thinking that extra $100 would definitely be well worth it. Definitely. Well, I'll check that out then, the Fusion Radio. It says the FT2 and the 3. You have to go and punk around with that a bit. Because, yeah, like you said, it's good to talk. I know there's guys out there that like to tinker and play around, but that digital stuff, I'd rather tinker with, like, the analog stuff, like antennas and tubes and wires and get my hands on. It's hard to get hands on ones and zeros. And I'm 40, so I'm kind of beyond the age that that really clicks well. I mean, I guess this guy's my age that do it well, but, oh well. All right, well, my toes are getting cold because I, like, legit just threw my flip-flops on and ran outside. So I think I'm going to hop back inside, warm up, and hit the bed before our meetings start again in the morning. But it was good chatting with you. It's Steve, right?
All right, yeah, FT2 and the D70R, I think it is. Those are the ones that are good. The 3, they might look good, color screen and touch screen, but no good audio. Poor audio. Sounds like a tin can. So I might want to stay away from that. But yeah, Steve's the name here, there, Tori, over.
Fantastic. Thanks for the tips there. Good talking to you again. And yeah, I'll have to leave the radio on some more and see if I hear you out there. Pretty late, so Yeah. Just throw it on in the background and keep it sitting there. Especially if I can get the echo link figured out too. Put it on the phone. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, it's good to hear somebody still doing it the old-fashioned way on a radio. I don't mind the scratching that much. All right, I'll let you go. Warm your toes up there. And I'm glad you came back to me there, Tori. I got it on my phone, by the way, Echolink. So it's not hard. Free app and all, you know. Have yourself a good evening. Catch you later. KF4MSJ, KB0KBJ.
Steve, good chatting with you again. And hopefully we'll chat again soon. Enjoy your evening and hopefully snow this week. This is KF4MSJ with KB0KBJ, saying 73s.
All right, 73s, KB0, KBJ monitoring. Anyone else on? KB0, KBJ. Outside, looking at stars, monitoring the radio.